There's an old story of an Indian chief who has a son, and his son comes to him and says to him, he's been struggling. He asks the chief, "Chief, why is it that there are some people who do good in the world and some people who do bad in the world? I can't make sense of that." And the chief said to his son, "Everyone has two wolves inside them, a good wolf and a bad wolf, a white wolf and a black wolf. And they are in a fight. And whichever one wins, that determines how someone will behave." And so the son said, I understand. Well, how can I know which one will win in me? How can I ensure that the good wolf wins?" And the chief says, "Whichever wolf you feed, that's the one that will win. That's the one that will get stronger. And so I tell you this because at the heart underlying all of this work that we've been doing is some fundamental inner work, which is the inner work of letting the best part of you speak to the best part in them. That means the good wolf addresses their good wolf. And the only way to cultivate your good wolf, which, by the way, when you come from your good wolf, it will call forth their good wolf. When you come from your bad wolf, unless they're a very advanced, developed human being, it will evoke and call forth their bad wolf. This is the essential need and nature of these conversations, is to come from the best part of ourselves. And the way we do that is sometimes we just need space and time to calm down, to ground ourselves, to clear anxiety, frustration, anger, and all the emotions. But another way is it goes right back to the very beginning, which is, which station on the radio are you listening to? The more you listen to the music you don't like, the worse you're going to feel. And that's feeding the bad wolf. The more you sow those, you allow those weeds, you water the weeds, they will grow. That's feeding the bad wolf. The less you do that, the more you plant those mind seeds, the more you're feeding the good wolf. So that's just an overall thing to remember when you go into these conversations. Now, let's get really practical and tactical on how you put all these elements together and you plan your conversation. You see, conversations like this are an art, not a science. I've given you all kinds of practical stuff, but that doesn't mean that it always goes that way. Anybody who's been in a hard conversation knows they unfold unpredictably, wildly. They are all over the place, and you're constantly trying to figure out, did I do that right? Did I miss that? And this is all normal, and it's all okay, and you don't have to get worked up about it at all. We just need to be a bit more thoughtful. And even if you just take one or two of the techniques in this entire module, you will see improvements. I promise you that. So let's plan the conversation using five basic questions. These aren't statements, these are questions. You get to sort out what you think is the right way to go. It's not always the same in every conversation, but here's the questions. Question one, where will you start the conversation? So how do you get into it? You want to know, you want to plan how you want to start the conversation. If you've got a lot of things you want to talk about, but there's really one thing that's most important, start with the most important thing. Start with the most important thing. But the real thing you want to start with, my recommendation usually, not always, but usually, is your compass setting. What is the desire? What's the want? What's your commitment in this conversation? You want to let them know, this is what I want. This is the positive future I'm after. This is what I hope to achieve. So that's first one. Two, what will you observe about them? This is very important. And it's really, my recommendation is, you think about the seeds in the awareness elevator. So the seeds are the positive intentions that you planted. When you pulled the weeds, you planted seeds. Those are the positive intentions or beliefs about their motives or who they are or what that was. And so you want to observe that out loud to them. And the reason is because that's your best wolf, your good wolf speaking to their good wolf. It's evoking their good wolf to start. And it's got to be authentic, and you can do that. Awareness elevator is where you actually look at, given what you think, feel, and want, and what they think, feel, and want, how might that shape your conversation? So you might say something, you might choose to say something like, look, if I were in your shoes, I don't know how you're feeling, but I might feel anxious, or I might feel frustrated, or if I were in your shoes, I'd feel that. And given that, I want to start talking here, or whatever that is. But that awareness elevator of the awareness of them helps you know what else you might want to share. What will you reveal about yourself? So remember, we talked about everything. We're trying to get everything in from what you can't see to what you can see. And from your inner life, you want to be strategic and appropriate about what goes into your public life. So there are going to be things you want to and need to reveal, because without it, things can often go badly. By revealing certain things, either your own shadow, your own blind spots, or your own weaknesses. So here's my recommendation is you might explore sharing the weeds. Like, here's some beliefs and stories that I had going on that maybe weren't so helpful and probably weren't totally true, and I should have verified it, but that's the story I had going on. What were your feelings? You know, I was feeling this and this and this, and I was feeling angry and I was feeling frustrated. Or tripwires. I got this tripwire around misunderstanding. So letting them know these things about yourself. That kind of revelation creates greater engagement, more compassion, okay? Two, what is your feedback? This is where you're pivoting now to actually do the crosstalk, the hard conversation, the piece that everybody either fears or loves too much, depending on if you're a grill, an oven, or a cooler. What's going to be your feedback? Well, in this case, remember, behaviors and words and their impact. That's it. You're trying to think through, this is what's making me angry. I'm feeling this because they did this, or I'm feeling frightened, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling hurt because of this thing. What's the behavior and word that they have control over, not the thing they can't control? And what was their impact? Help them see when that happened. Here's the path we ended up on. Let them know that. And number five, which wolf is speaking? It's also your first question. Before you go in, obviously we want the good wolf to be speaking, to have this conversation. So let me walk you through, I'm going to give you a sample. I don't remember exactly what I said to Tom, but I'm going to give you a sample of what I might have said to Tom using this kind of sample plan, all right? And I haven't written it all out. I've just put in there kind of the high points that you want to add. And I'm not going to word it exactly like this, but you're going to get the feel. And I want you to feel the variety too. So here you go. Here's a sample. This isn't necessarily the best thing ever. You could look at this and go, I wouldn't have said it that way. All you're looking at is choices and consequences. Every conversation you have, you're going to have a choice and a consequence. So, Tom, I want to have a conversation with you. My goal in this conversation is to make sure that you and I have a really good working relationship. That's why I want to have this conversation. Are you up for that? So I'm asking permission now. So I've stated my goal and I've asked permission. That's a really good thing to do. You get them saying yes, or they might say, you know what, not right now. I don't think I'm ready for that. That's okay too. So are you up for that conversation? Yes. Now I'm going to observe his intention. Look, you know, Tom, one of the things that I believe about you and have seen in you and experienced from you is that you really value excellence. And I know that excellence for you comes from having really clear objectives, really clear swim lanes, and clear accountabilities. And I can see how, what happened when our boss gave me the assignment, it really disrupted that for you. I could see that and I knew that. And so I just want you to know, I don't know what it was like to be you, but if I were in your shoes, I'd feel pretty frustrated. I'd feel candidly a little bit anxious about how this was going to work. So I can appreciate that. Now, I also want you to be aware, and this is where I'm going to reveal something about myself, right? So I didn't put that in there, but this is part of the observation and what I believe. You know, I have this thing, this kind of tripwire thing that triggers me, that whenever I feel misunderstood or when somebody assigns motives to me I don't have, I get really set off. And when you went and shared with our boss that you thought I was, you know, politicking, honestly, it made me really angry. And that's not entirely your problem. That's a lot of that's just stuff I got to work through. But I want you to know that about me. And I also want you to know, I really would much prefer you talk to me directly if you can. Right. So when you did that, that's the effect. That's the negative effect. I felt misunderstood, and that's what I'm upset about. And then it helps me. This last line is, you know, it helps me when you. So it really would be incredibly helpful, or it would help me a lot if in the future you and I try to hash this out together. I really want you to trust that I have your best interests in mind as well as my own, and we can work together to create a solution that we could go jointly to pitch to our boss and see if that might work. So there you go. That's a version of a hard conversation that you could have. You don't have to have. This brings us to kind of the close of this entire module. If we go all the way back to the beginning, you know, the goals here, I wanted you to learn the secrets to make hard conversations easier. I hope you see all the ways these elements can actually make them a whole lot easier. Two, I wanted you to enhance your communication and problem-solving abilities. You will get through things so much faster when you learn to communicate in these kinds of ways. You can do this personally or professionally. And last, I hope when you practice this, you're going to experience the productivity and the enjoyment of more positive relationships at work. And in all of this stuff, we're really exploring this growth. And I hope you begin to see, and I'm eager to see, how your changing self emerges. What parts of your assumptions about who you are and what matters to you begins to grow and evolve. I look forward to the next module, Module 3, which is all about how we, it's actually a subset of hard conversations. This is about how we have performance conversations. And there's a difference in how that works. See you there.